Hello, thank you for tuning in and joining us on this beautiful Sunday evening, this fine evening against the Thorns, against the Red Stars. The Red Stars are trailing 1-0. What do you think of our first half, and what do you look forward to in the second half?
Well, that first half, and I think it is not really a surprise what we saw out of Portland, but I was very surprised at how lackluster the Red Stars came out overall in that first 45. The defense had holes cut in them like Swiss cheese, and it wasn't even led by the 1-2 punch, really, of Heath and Long. It was more so, or I should say, Heath and Horan. It was more so Allie Long, who has really been an issue on the side of the Red Stars defense. And the passing, not good again. It was kind of almost shades of what we saw in that second half against Sky Blue on May 29th. Casey Short got active later in that first half. And, you know, now it's wake up and step up time if you're the Chicago Red Stars, and get a quick answer here early on and set the tone, because they did not have that tone and pace in their favor as we have the second half underway. So if anything, just, we talk about Portland being aggressive. Now it's time for the Red Stars to put their own little taste of aggression on the Thorns.
Exactly.
Be the thorn inside of the Thorns, if you will.
Vanessa DiBernardo's pass is taken away.
And quick look at the stat sheet here overall. There were a total of 3 fouls committed to the 5 for Portland. No penalties called of any kind. And surprisingly enough, shots not surprisingly in favor of Portland, 5-1. And I talk about that with, there was not much offense, and that's going to prove it to you right there. 5-1 shots in favor of Portland in that first 45.
The crowd's getting into it, cheering for their...
Well, Chicago local 134, obviously not pleased about that first half either. They were rather quiet, so they're looking for something to roar about here and beat to the drum of in this second half.
Klingenberg loses it. But it's redeemed by Lindsey Horan.
And I mentioned...
There's Allie Long.
Mentioned Lindsey Horan. Really didn't say her name much often. See what happens here in the second half. She gets more involved.
Taken away on the far side. Running it down. Open field.
Oh, and Huerta had pressed to the near side of the 18-yard box, and Press didn't get to it because she was standing there flat foot on the edge of the box, and she obviously didn't want to go off sides, but she was right up in midfield pretty much all by herself, and nobody saw her down the field. So
the ball doesn't come to you. You got to go to it.
I agree with you, Ramsey, there, but, I mean, you got to find one of your go-to goal scorers if you're the other teammates of the Red Stars trying to find Kristen Press. Sometimes you just got to let her take control sometimes of the ball and let her do the magic that she can provide. She's one of the best offensive players, not just in the NWSL, but, you know, for the women's national team too, when she has those opportunities as a U.S. call-up.
Dagny on the Thorns loses it. It's picked up by DiBernardo, who kicks it out of bounds.
No, it's going to stay with the Red Stars on the Thorns. It was deflected off of Dagny's right boot and over the head of Casey Short, so will we remain a set piece here for the Red Stars, as there was a foul called, a very late one, on Dagny. I wonder if she maybe caught a clip of Sam Johnson at the end of that deflection. Either way, it's a set piece for Johnson outside the midfield line. They didn't do much with it there, as that one was booted way out of the right, and it's a goal kick. Wind is really starting to pick up here out of the west. A little bit of much more of a breeze here at Toyota Park than what we saw in the first half. It's kind of a calm wind early on. And we have a foul called against Chicago. Or no, Houston. They've switched it. The head official in Levi Rippey originally said it was a Chicago foul, but then he changed his mind on it.
Julie Johnson passes it. Kristen Press centers it. Calaprico kicks it, bounces it off a defensive player. Erin Gillen takes possession, passes it to Press. Press does a 1-2. She centers it. Oh, picked up by French.
Yeah, French there, right place, right time. As a little give and go there from Kristen Press and Erin Gillen, who came in as an attacker there on that play. See that from Gillen from time to time, that she'll just come in and join the rush and just try to create a strength in numbers kind of play there. Just put more light blue jerseys into that 18-yard box and just create some kind of spark that the Red Stars offense has really needed here.
Exactly.
As we are in the 50th minute. And we just haven't seen much from this Red Stars team overall so far here today against Portland.
Nehir kicks it up short, who stops it and gets it out to Hoy. Hoy's been hungry from the get-go, I've seen.
Yeah, Hoy and really Jen Hoy and Erin Gillen have really been, we talk about this team
have.
Not being aggressive like Portland is, but if we had to separate who's been more aggressive on the Red Stars, it would have to be those two players.
Oh, yeah. Kilgallen.
Klingenberg joined the rush there.
Klingenberg.
And that's one thing you don't want to have happen if you're the Red Stars. The versatile defensive player for Portland joining that rush just as credit create a shot attempt. You really don't, and she's one of the other U.S. Cubs for Portland, along with Horan and Tobin Heath. That's a scary set when you have her join it.
Kristen Press dribbles it from the far side to the center, passes it, taken away by Horan. Horan dribbles it down, it's taken away, or deflected, back to Klingenberg. Klingenberg on the near side, dribbles it down, passes it back to Tobin Heath. I think she said it was a handball. Tobin Heath's saying it was a handball.
Yeah, and it looks like it hit the right arm there of Gilliland. So that's why the official's arm went up for it.
Klingenberg looks like she's out of breath. That's good news for the Red Stars. She's grabbing her knees and sucking in some breath, sucking in the air.
Yeah, I think there's that. And it's a veteran. It's a wily move by the veteran just to, it's about her being a little bit out of breath. And it looks like Tobin, he's going to be the one to actually take this set piece from about 27 yards out on the near side. Veteran move, just get a few seconds just to, get your body back to where it should be for gameplay and just get that breather in.
Tobin Heath.
And a good header there away from Sam Johnson to clear that one out.
Nehir is a little bit upset that Emily Sonnet kind of gave her a shoulder.
Yeah, but that's just more so incidental. Kind of, you can't blame Sonnet for trying to go after a live ball like that in the 6-yard box. It's a free play when the ball's live like that, so you got rather no choice but to try to still go for it, even if contact's made. What happens, obviously, but it's not like intentional contact that you're trying to make against the goalkeeper. You're just trying to go play for the ball, just like the goalkeeper is.
Julie Johnson kicks it down towards French. French takes possession.
Nice back heel kick there from Tobin Heath on the near side to Dagny. Very nicely done there.
Klingenberg playing it back to Emily Menges, who passes it to French. French comes out of the goalie box.
A little aggressive play here by French.
She kicks it 40 yards to Nadia, who loses it. Now it's Casey Short on the far side, centers it to nobody. We're at the 53rd minute. We have about 40 minutes. The Chicago Red Stars have about 40 minutes and some change to make this a tie.
And or take the lead. Why not?
God willing. Godspeed.
Yeah, they
God
are.
Bless.
They are. They've got what it takes to score, too. I mean, they need to just, I don't know. It's not something where you have to, dig deep to find something. I mean, you just got to get back to playing your old style, and you just got to try to just keep Portland at bay, because I don't think you're going to be really able to stop their presence with how they try to attack you with their pressure. It's just you have to just work around it.
French made a lousy kick.
Oh, and there's an offsides on Press. Oh, I don't know about that. It looked like there was a defender with her the entire time.
I really don't like this.
May have been a missed call there. May have been a missed call by Joshua Hames, the near side assistant referee. Ooh, I don't know about that. That was close call, very close call. Second time now we're second time now we've seen a very questionable offside that was called against Chicago.
Lindsay Horan passes it, and it goes out of bounds.
Looks like Tobin Heath had to back away there because she was seeing the flag come up for offsides there too. So she had to back off, and that's a smart play by the veteran in Heath.
Red Stars passing it in at the 10. There's Dagny again.
And a smart play there regardless, even though there was not much doing there for the Red Stars on trying to clear that one away.
Dagny not only has a difficult last name, but she's the tallest player. The tallest player on the Thorns. Just 1 inch under 6 feet tall. And you could tell she's extremely tall.
One of the taller players for not only just Portland, in the NWSL as well for that matter. I think the average height I read was about 5'7.5". So set piece now for Nahir just outside her box.
Definitely look more energized the second half, the Red Stars.
Yeah, energized and more disciplined defensively. You know, we're not seeing the Portland Thorns just really dance around in the defensive halves and thirds of the Red Stars defense. So, you know, we're seeing them be much more disciplined to their craft as there's a foul there against Portland.
And you could tell because the ball is not out. In the first half, the ball was on their half the majority of the time, probably 40 of the 50 minutes.
Absolutely.
I mean, 35 of the 45 minutes.
Yeah, because we saw a tiny spark of the Red Stars in the last 10 minutes offensively, but it still didn't do much in the end.
Now we're seeing the ball a lot more on the side of
interesting. And an interesting call here by Nahir. She's going to play this free kick from just outside midfield. She's going to send in Julie Johnston forward just to try to get more players up for this one.
Gorgeous pass.
Again, the Thorns again just canceling out Red Star players to the ball.
Taken away by Horan, sorry.
That's been the Thorns' bread and butter here today. And Julie Johnston with a little mishap there defensively. Really, does that sentence ever be said? And as you mentioned, Ramsey, Johnston had her third career international goal in that friendly against Japan when the call-ups occurred for the players in NWSL who are part of the women's national team.
Well, she scored in 2 games.
In 2 games. Thank you for the correction. But for Julie Johnson, nevertheless, she was staying hot coming into tonight's game against Portland.
Klingberg to Horan. Horan takes it. It's taken away. Oh, no. Come on. Klingberg on the near side passes it to Sinclair.
That's just sloppy ball handling there by Amanda DaCosta, and we haven't really mentioned her name much tonight either. She's kind of been a non-existent factor for the Red Stars so far tonight. That also would need to change. And that's what this Red Stars, they feed off of each other.
Yeah, exactly.
They feed off of, you know, give and go passes with another, and it sets up other players to get in towards the box and create some attacking opportunities. And, you know, you talk about having these starting 11, you know, they're there for a reason. They need to be those effective players. And here's Press with an opportunity.
Playing smart. Ooh, there's a 1-2 to Motz.
And Motz comes in as a new sub back in the start of the second half.
Motz is 27 years old. She started every single game in college and every game with the Chicago Red Stars. She also played at the FIFA World Cup and won the gold arm in 2008.
So now coming in for the Portland Thorns is number 44, Meg Morris. So she's into the game. And I got the pronunciation, by the way, of Dagny's last name. Brynadestar. That took 59 minutes for me to figure out. So Morris comes in, and Brittany Starr comes out. So that's the first substitution used for Portland. They have two remaining. Whew. Finally able to figure that one out. Dagny Brinistar. After all the syllables and letters, we thought it was going to be impossible.
Ooh.
A takedown
play. Nice
play
by Motz.
Not called, though. Motz getting a little bit of aggressive, playing body pressure to the ball there.
In the last game against the Portland Thorns on August 9th, Motz had a beautiful goal in the 28th minute.
And we talked about in the pregame show that Portland's really had Chicago's number. They kind of been the thorn, so for play on words there with the team name for Portland, they've been the thorn in the Red Stars' side kind of in the recent seasons where Chicago's just have had trouble with Portland. They've had a hard time trying to find a recipe for success against them out on the pitch.
Julie Johnson stops it. Oh, no, that was DiBernardo. Taken back by Tanaher.
Nahir.
Chased down by
Nahir this time makes sure she's going to settle it down before she tries to boot it away, as we recall what we saw in that 25th minute there against Nadia Nadim.
Casey Shore with a beautiful pass. And a beautiful. Oh!
Off the goal!
Oh, yeah!
Is that in?
That's goal. That's a goal.
And it is a goal!
Yes!
Yes! Wow! Oh. And I believe they're going to give that to Kristen Press. That hit the top of the crossbar, and it took a Red Stars bounce. And just like that, we're tied here in the 61st minute.
And I believe
that's a very interesting play you don't see happen often.
Oh, you don't see that in one in a million games. But Motz, she came with a lot more energy. When they substituted her, I was feeling great. You could see the energy emanating from her, and it was helping her team. And like you said, teamwork makes the dream work. They're playing as a team, and beautiful things happen when you do that. Kristen Press was, as I said during pregame, was looking for her 20th goal, and she just scored it today.
I believe they're going to award that to Kristen Press, as it was a cross in from the far side from Casey Short, and Press was, I believe, the last player to touch it. So I believe that's going to be Press's goal. We'll hear it officially in a matter of moments, but I believe, as you mentioned, that is her 20th goal as a Chicago Red Stars player in her Chicago career. Good for Kristen Press in her 30th match and her 30th appearance for Chicago. Talk about milestones here today.
It literally dinged. It dinged off the headboard and bounced right in, and it wasn't going anywhere else but in. What a beautiful divine intervention or immaculate conception. I don't know how to describe that goal, but it was beautiful.
Chicago Red Stars goal. Scored by number 23.
There you go, Kristen Press. So they officially give the goal to Press. It's her 20th on the tenure here as a Red Stars player and her 30th appearance overall. So that averages to about a goal for every two games. Not bad. So that'll be her fourth on the
Johnson
season.
Pass it down the far side, and it's chased down by Emily Menges. Gives it to French. It's almost taken away. Gives it a 1-2 back to Menges. And it's out of bounds. She kicks it out of bounds.
So for Kristen Press, she now, as of that goal, takes the lead in the NWSL and goals scored with four. So she breaks a 7-woman tie for first. How about that?
Johnson, again, being active, very active in this game.
And we talk about being active, you know, after that goal, and it seemed like there wasn't going to be much doing until Press got the header in towards the net, and now all of a sudden, we've got a brand new ball game here at Toyota Park.
The time of possession right now with the Stars is similar to how it was for the Thorns in the first
half.
Yeah,
now we're seeing the Tides begin to flip the opposite way now, and this is where the Red Stars will begin to thrive. You know, when they can take control of that possession and they set up the attacks like what they had with Casey Short there on the far side a few moments ago that set up the Kristen Press goal, that's where this offense thrives. And if the defense could stay like a brick wall, as it has been here so far in the first about 19 minutes of this second half, this is what makes the Red Stars so good at what they do.
And that is
unbeaten in matches.
They look very comfortable. All the players are in their allotted positions. The Stars, the one thing that you could always count on them is that they always have their head up. Rory Dames is probably taught, that's one of his signature lessons is always to keep your head up, keep your eye, make sure that you know where all the players
are. Eyes downfield.
Yeah. So you could always make sure that you get the, when you pass it, you get it to the right person.
Fans, this is also as there comes an opportunity here for the Red Stars, as that one will be an offsides on Kristen Press. Fans, last chance to get in on the Game Day Silent Auction right now. You can bet on unique Red Stars memorabilia and experiences by texting the code word Red Stars, all one word, REDSTARS, to 52182.
Klingenberg again looking very tired. Passes to Tobin, who does a 1-2 back to Klingenberg. Klingenberg looking to center it. She doesn't know what to do. Again, she looks very exhausted.
Oh, and a good play by Potts. Very good play. A nice little wraparound of Klingenberg. She had a few choice words for Alyssa Motz after that one. She thought it was Motz that kind of just shoved her aside.
Motz wasn't playing that. Wasn't playing her game right there. She was coming with the thunder, keeping her momentum, staying engaged. Motz does a slide kick and she stops Allie Long. Klingenberg passes it to Tobin. And again, who was that? Julie Johnson bounces off her heel. Now it's a corner kick.
Yeah, that's exactly what Johnston only could do, really, for that matter, on that play there. Wasn't going to let any cross come in and centered in from Portland, so that the best thing to do is stick your leg out and try to make a block on it. As now Tobin Heath in the near left corner has got a corner kick. Oh, and a great punch out by Nayer. Nay, says Nayer on that one.
Nayer punches that out to the 20 to number to Sinclair, who she kicks in and it bounces off a defender. Now it's out of bounds. On the far side, thrown in, trying to find a forward on the Thorns and unable to. Out of bounds again on the Stars. Picked up by Meg Morris.
Meg Morris was the recent substitution in about 10 minutes ago in this match.
They switch sides from left to right, kick it downfield. Julie Johnson and just had a collision, but there was nothing called. Oh, actually, is he making a call?
No, looks like we're going to have a substitution as Amanda DaCosta is going to take a substitution. We'll listen in for it.
16th minute, leaving the match, number 13, Amanda DaCosta. Replaced by number 7, Taylor Camon.
So Camon now will come out, or come in, I should say, excuse me, and Amanda DaCosta will check out. So now is the second sub used as Motz came in at the start of the second half. So that'll be 2 out of 3 used so far for Chicago.
Fans,
one only used for Portland.
To bid on tonight's silent auction prizes. The auction will end in the 70th minute of the match. Bid now to take home great prizes and support the Red Stars charitable tickets initiative.
So now header by Huerta. Who's only 23 years old.
So Kamau now will see what kind of spark she can provide.
Lindsay Horan.
Oh, and a great takeaway there by Casey Short once again. Casey Short being lively here in this second half.
She gets the ball back to her.
That run may not have ended the way she wanted it, but if you're Coach Rory Dames, you are appreciating what Casey Short is doing here for you in this second half.
Klingenberg to Tobin Heath, and it's kicked out by Johnson. Julie Johnston. She's 23 years old also.
Yeah, Red Stars for this year trying to become, I shouldn't say trying, but they're a bit of a younger team than in years past.
Klingenberg, Tobin Heath, Tobin Heath to Sinclair. Sinclair centers it, tries to find Nadia Nadine, but she dribbles it out, passes it to Ellie Long.
And good communication there by Alyssa Nayers. That one was chipped in from about 30 yards out. Sam Johnson was getting ready to header that one, but Nayer comes out of the six-yard box to say, no, no, I got it. And her defense clears out, and Nayer scoops it up and makes the save.
We're here at the 70th minute. Nayer kicks it about 40 yards. It's taken over by Lindsay Horan, who again passes it to Klingenberg. Klingenberg trying to make some moves. Passes to Heath on the near side. Heath passes it back to Klingenberg, tries to center it, coddled by Nayer. Nayer finds, I believe that's Calaprico.
Now that was her on that play there just a moment ago.
Okay. It's a throw in by Catherine Reynolds at the 50-yard line, or at the half. Halfway point. She finds Kristen Sinclair, who headers back, taken away. And now Johnson takes it from the far side down to the center, finds Kristen Press, who tries to pass it to Sophia Huerta. Just a couple steps too slow. French dribbles it out to the 23 approximately, kicks it about 40 yards to Tobin Heath. Tobin Heath finds Meg Morris. Meg Morris trying to chase it down, unsuccessful. It's the Red Stars, they kick it down the line. French boots it again to Eric Gilliland. Aaron finds Johnson. Actually, she finds Nayer. Nayer kicks it from about 30 yards out down to the 30 more yards. Taken by Lindsay Horan, who passes to Allie Long, who passes it to the far side to Kat Reynolds. Kat Reynolds finds nobody.
Yeah, nobody home there for Portland. And I was kind of saying that about the Red Stars passing attempts into the attacking third. You know, there was nobody home there for Chicago back in the first half, and now we're seeing that kind of a little bit of missed passes there now on the side of Portland as we enter into the closer to the back half of this second 45 minutes.
1-2 to Julie Johnson. Julie Johnson finds Erin Gilliland. Again, Julie Johnson takes it away. Finds, she found Motz, but it was headed out. And now it's being thrown in again by Klingenberg to Sinclair. Klingenberg throws it in as it was knocked out by Motz. This time she finds Tobin Heath, who finds Klingenberg, who finds Meg Morris, who loses it. Julie Johnson passes it to Motz. Oh, they got something. Motz does a slide kick, and she's called for the penalty. You can't slide kick from behind.
and she was trying to go through there. And as Tobin Heath was trying to go down, that's going to be a yellow card on Sofia Huerta, as she was trying to, I don't know, I think that might have been accidental, but as Tobin Heath was getting ready for the set piece, Huerta didn't give the proper spacing, so she came in and blocked it. You can't do that. And the head official in Levi Rippey right there to see that. So a yellow card to Sofia Huerta. One more, she's out of the match. And will be suspended for next week if that was the case. And the Red Sox would be playing with 10.
Emily Sonnet looking downfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention,
kicks
please.
It into the goalie box. 11, which is kicked out. I think Motz is called again.
And that's going to be a yellow card. That's going to be to Sam Johnston. And Levi Rippey, obviously, can use the pulling out the yellow card now all of a sudden.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Yellow card to Chicago's number 4, Alyssa Motz.
Oh, excuse me, that is going to be on Motz, yeah. So within the same minute, two yellow cards have been issued to two different Red Star players. Fans not liking that here at Toyota Park. I think with Motz, I think that was just unkindly words used to the head referee and Levi Rippey.
That's what I think.
You can't rip Rippey.
That was she was just trying to header it, man. I don't know.
I think it was after when the whistle, I think it was words had to have been exchanged with her and the official.
That's what
that had to have been it. Now Tobin Heath from about 28 yards out here has got an opportunity.
Less than 15 minutes to play.
Oh, and a big time save by Nahir. Big. Found the clear space and grabbed it.
DiBernardo dribbles it down. She finds Kristen Press. Kristen Press drives down the center field, center lane.
Oh, and it was just missed to the right. Oh, and a header attempt is charging into the 18-yard box. Was Huerta. Press set it in for her, and she just headed it to the right too far. Another close chance, though, for the Red Stars. Again, a reminder, this upcoming Saturday will be another home game for the Red Stars on June 18th against the Boston Breakers. They come into town, that game presented by the Illinois Boyne and Joint Institute. The Red Stars will be sending off their U.S. players in Kristen Press, Alyssa Nahir, and Julie Johnson, who are getting ready for the Rio Games after next Saturday, and the first 500 people attending and come into the stadium will receive a special athlete pack from IBJI.
The Boston Breakers are 1-6, so that should be.
Can't take any opponent lightly, though, and we saw that, especially with that game against Sky Blue, where they should have had that one, but they did not, and it was ended up being a 1-1 draw.
Running downfield is DiBernardo again.
Oh, and they're going to call, and now this is interesting as Christine Sinclair is going to get called for the trip up there on DiBernardo. She had a few choice words for the official, but the official tells the players to stay their ground and we'll have the set piece.
Although the weather is cooling and the sun is setting, it's getting heated here as they're approaching the 78th minute. 1-1. And you see the Red Stars really, really want this win. They want this W.
And that one, though, not going to work. That's way ahead, way above the goalpost.
Adriana French looking downfield. And it's kicked out. Looked like it was going out of bounds. Saved by Sofia Huerta, who passes to Motz. Motz is run down by Klinganen.
Oh, nice moves for Alyssa Motz.
Who finds Gilliland, who centers it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it'll be DiBernardo to take this corner.
Good,
the near
I
right
like
corner.
That. DiBernardo, if anyone could do a perfect, could center it perfectly, it'd be DiBernardo.
Although she will sometimes play it to the short side in Colaprico. One attacker in the 6-yard box will arrest filter around it outside. And she's going to go play it in.
Ooh.
She was looking for a deflection there and didn't get the one she wanted.
It was Mott's. She's hungry, you could tell. Just like Hoy was.
I think still is.
Oh, she's still in the game? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but he mentioned, I mean, Jen Hoy just really hasn't been much of a factor here in this second half.
But she in the first, she was all she had the most time possession of the Red Stars. It's passed down the near side to Tobin.
Look out here. This is a 3-on-2. But good deflection there from Sam Johnson. Very nicely done. Well-placed defense there by Sam Johnson. Didn't get too ahead of Tobin Heath there. Played it perfectly. Got the deflection, and it came right into Nair for the easy save.
Tobin, her shoulders are sagging. She looks tired. And now we have Lindsay Horan, who deflects it off of our forward, so it's being thrown in now to Sinclair. But deflected, Casey Short deflects it. Header by Casey Short, Mott's takes it over. Dribbling down the lane. Center lane, they find Kristen Press. Press looks up, looking to pass it to somebody. Deflected. And recoup by Gilliland. Gilliland testing her defense. Couldn't find anybody. French boots it out to Sinclair, who heads it to Tobin. Again, Sinclair lobs it up, finds Meg Morris. It's taken away by Johnston. It's knocked out of bounds.
Was almost may have been close to a handball there on Klingenberg, but it'll be a throw-in for Chicago nevertheless. I believe a good no-call either way, but it was a little close to the left arm there of Klingenberg.
Tobin Heath tries to drive down the far side. She falls down, and they call it on Gilliland.
Tobin Heath voicing frustration to the head official.
Which, again, Tobin is just exhausted.
She's getting a little frustrated,
being,
too, obviously, with the play.
Dramatic.
Yeah, a little frustrated is Tobin Heath here as we get into the final 8 minutes, as we're going to have another substitution now, as Sofia Huerta is going to come off the field. And it looks like coming in will be Cara Walls.
Did they just give a yellow card to Erin Gilliland?
I did not see it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. Yellow card to Chicago's number 3, Erin Gilliland.
You are correct. Yeah, I was looking at the substitution. So Erin Gilliland must have said something to the official that did not please Levi Rippey. And
can't rip Rippey.
Well, yeah, no, you can. And now Cara Walls in for Sofia Huerta, who's checked out. Man, things are getting chippy out here at Toyota Park now as we are in the final stages of the second half.
Swearing like a sailor, I guess, is the
idiom. That is a possibility. It was well after the play had been blown dead for a set piece for Portland.
Lindsey Horan finds Klingenberg, and it's knocked out by Tobin Heath.
We've had three yellow cards issued in the last 11 minutes of gameplay. And they've all gone against Chicago. So all three subs have been used. And I want to make a correction for myself. Rams, you had it right. Jen Hoy came out for Alyssa Motz at the start of the second half. So you were correct there.
Erin Gilliland is really showing her true colors. She was the eighth pick. Last year she was drafted as the eighth pick. And she's really showing her true colors here today. Tobin Heath gets into it with Erin Gilliland. Erin Gilliland stands her ground.
And those two recently have been kind of chippy out onto the field. Not just with the officials, but with one another, too. So that matchup one-on-one is getting a little heated. But we talked about it. It's a blockbuster matchup here today. So is it surprising? Not really.
Emily Sonnet on the defense passes it back to her goalie, Adriana, who finds Kat Reynolds. She loses it. It's picked up by Casey Short. Casey Short on the far side.
She's gone a little quiet here in the second half, that being Casey Short after that Kristen Press goal that she set up.
Against Ellie Long. Ellie Long takes it and passes it to Meg Morris, who falls over. Okay, here we go. Julie Johnston, the sweeper. Finds beautiful pass to Casey Short. Finds her in the left far side. Man, the corner of the far side.
Oh, and that's a bad breaker. Is that one deflected off of Casey Short? Oh, that's a corner kick.
Yeah, I think it was.
Ooh, I thought that hit
she
off.
She was already out.
Oh, okay. I thought that was off a Short at first. Even the Portland players had their arms up like, wait a second, shouldn't that be a goal kick? But I believe, Ramsey, you are with what the official had said. It had touched off of Casey Short after the play had been blown dead. So Cola Preco will go back now for this corner as her and DiBernardo will switch positions on this corner kick.
A very capricious move by Casey Short, seeing the play before it ended.
That corner kick just blew by everybody.
Alyssa Motz on the near side corner, and it's kicked out by the Thorns. Here's Johnston. Johnston throws it in to. She finds. I think. Kella Preco. Be sure to use the official hashtag of the Chicago Red Stars. Hashtag. Who loses a Klingenberg, passes it in. It's taken away by Erin Gilliland. Klingenberg knocks it out, tries to clear it. There's three different headers. Julie Johnston comes in there with, oh my God.
And two players go down, and the ref says play on. Is that shot from Short is way to the right?
That was a real cheap shot by Nadia Nadim. Julie Johnston, all she was doing was dribbling.
And it looks like Nadim is gonna get a yellow card.
Good. Finally, they're calling against the Thorns.
I'm just surprised that they didn't blow the plate dead.
Three yellows against us, and we're at home. Usually the refs at home are a little bit more lenient against the hometown. But finally, the first yellow against the Thorns. That's the first yellow card, correct?
For the Thorns, yes it is. And Nadim is the goal scorer for the Thorns that happened back in the 25th minute.
Julie Johnston's getting in there. So is Motz. Motz centers it. She tries to find Taylor. Come out. For some reason, the Thorns dubbed Taylor Come out as the amateur, which is not a very nice thing to say about another player.
Well, there's a young player, that being Taylor Kameyu, and
yeah, she's only 23.
But nevertheless, though, that's, and there's a, yeah, that's got to be, yeah, that's a foul, no question.
By Manashima, it looks like number six.
Yeah, I believe you are correct. No.
Thorne substitution in the 89th minute, leading the match. It's number 9, Nadim.
So Nadim's going to check out now.
Replaced by number 21, Haley Rasso.
So Haley Rasso, number 21, will come in. So that's the second sub now used for the Portland Thorns. And we're entering the 90th minute. Down to the wire once again, just like it was against Sky Blue, and we're tied at 1 again. Deja vu from May 29th, just with a different team here. Again, more, and it's almost like deja vu because chances have all of a sudden erupted here for the Red Stars in the later stages of this half. And ref says play on.
Sliding kick in favor of Klingenberg. Klingenberg passes it to Haley Rasso.
And a diving save by Nayer. Nicely done.
It.
And we'll see if we get any stoppage time on the clock. We're going to have 3 minutes of stoppage time. 3 minutes.
The court officials indicated that the referee will be adding a minimum of 3 minutes of additional time to the end of the second.
However, press ain't done yet.
Press dribbled it down about 40 yards. Had the whole crowd going. Klingenberg holding on to it, being covered by Motz. Kara Walsh, double teams her. Julie Johnson fighting for it and recovers it. Some good ball movement going on, but no, it's taken away. Meg Morris tries to chase it down from the Thorns, but it's booted away by Nayher. Kara Walls, expending all of her energy, chases it down, but French kicks it over her head. French. There's Julie Johnson, center of the field. She looks left, looks right, chooses left, finds Short.
Oh, and Casey Short got pushed there by Meg Morris. Nothing happened there, and they say play on again.
Calaprico finds Taylor Kamau, who finds Short.
And
Vinette.
That's going to be a foul there. Yeah, that's a foul on Morris.
All right, good.
As her and Short have been tangling it up here the last couple of minutes as we're in stoppage time now. 3 minutes were put on for stoppage time, and now a set piece from about 28 yards out on the far side.
By DiBernardo.
Yep, and she's going to take this, and this might be one of the final chances the Red Stars get to try to get a GWG perhaps.
Excellent line drive.
It'll be a corner kick, though.
It'll be a corner.
So one more second chance given here on this set piece for the Red Stars after that miss there by DiBernardo.
We're winding down in the stoppage time. There's a corner kick by DiBernardo. Perfect person to choose for this corner kick.
Oh, well, she might have had a little.
Oh!
And a bullet there by Kristen Press, but it went way to the right. She just wanted to throw a shot in, and just that one went way right, though.
It's too bad.
And we'll see if the refs will allow the play to continue on as we're getting close to the end of that stoppage time.
Motz tries to stop it. French boots at 50 yards.
And
goes out of bounds.
Tobin Heath was trying to take about 5 extra steps forward before that throw in. Savvy veteran move there by Tobin Heath.
Gilliland headers it to Calaprico, who gives it to.
And that's it.
Taylor Kamau and.
Ladies and gentlemen, your final score of tonight's match.
And that's it.
So each team gets a point. And the Red Stars moving to an unofficial tie for first. As the only other game going on tonight was Seattle versus Houston. And those teams do not affect the stuff in the top four overall. So the Red Stars tie the Washington Spirit and the New York Flash with 15 points on the season for first in the NWSL, although that they'll be in third place in general based on the goal differential tiebreaker. So as of right now, there's a three-way top of the league with points at 15 with Western New York, the Washington Spirit, and your Chicago Red Stars. And for Portland, they get now to their 14th point, so they go to 3-0-5, and Red Stars move to 4-1-3, so the unbeaten match streak continues on for both teams.
That is correct.
How about that? We thought something was going to give today, and the same result happens like last week here tonight, and a 1-1 tie. But I think from overall today, it was not – we've seen now – 2 weeks of Chicago Red Stockers that has not been at their very best all around. And for the Red Stars, looking ahead to Saturday, when you take on the Boston Breakers at 7 o'clock, obviously, you know, you look at it at the stands, yeah, they come into after today's game with only 4 points, 1-6-1 on the season. They are not a team you want to take lightly still. And, you know, those are those trap games that everybody wants to talk about, so that's something that the Red Stars really need to be fearful of going into this Saturday.
I see that.
And, you know, and you also kind of take those games, and those are the games that you really want to put your pedal to the metal on and just stay at the top of the league as they, again, they're in a three-way tie with points at 15, third place overall based on goal differential tiebreakers. So, I would still say, though, I think tonight, I have a much better second half.
Oh, yeah, the second half.
Much better second half, but that first half, I think, raised a lot of eyebrows. I'm sure Rory Dames had a few choice words to say in the locker room, as he will not be afraid to speak his mind, obviously. But I think in the end, based on how this game went, you'll take a tie against Portland. Based on how you were being phased by them in the first half and the way you were able to kind of contain it in the second edition of the 45 minutes.
Well, I think you said six of our players were in Japan playing international.
Six overall between both teams we saw here tonight.
Well,
but
for the Red Stars, you could see a little bit of that Japanese jet lag flying out.
The players aren't going to tell you that's an excuse of any kind, though. It's just we didn't really. Julie Johnson came, you know, was a little effective later on in the game. We didn't really mention her name much. I still think she had a decent game overall. Kristen Press obviously got the goal. No surprise, Kristen Press scored a goal in a game. That's her fourth on the season, which she'll currently lead the NWSL in goals scored with four in general. And Alyssa Nahir was rock solid once again, except for that one miscue in the 25th minute. You get rid of that, she was rock solid all around as well. So Nahir again was a brick wall behind the net. She made some very, very good saves. The defense really became a lot more disciplined in the second half. Based on what we saw in that first half, we thought it could have been a field day for the Portland Thorns all night long, for that matter. And it did not happen that way, luckily for the Red Stars. A lot of work still to be made for the upcoming week. This week is going to be, I would say, probably some more intense practices coming the way for the Red Stars before the Boston Breakers come to town.
And again, Julie Johnson from the get-go today, I think she was if you were to ask me who's the most valuable player, it would be number 8, Julie Johnson, the sweeper. She did go to Japan last week, and she had her third international goal this year. Today she was like team captain. She was looking left, looking right. She was passing left, passing right. All of her passes connected. She was playing midfield, she was playing defense, she was playing forward. Even till the very end, she didn't seem to have any... She was on reserve. Her energy was not... It was not swayed. She was pumped full of energy. She had her team going. She came out in the second half with Motz. And although Hoy was substituted, I think those three blondes, they really...
The blonde trio.
Yeah, they really showed what the Red Stars are all about.
Yeah, I mean, we saw peaks and valleys of the Red Stars defense, be that brick wall and, you know, disciplined defense and the second-ranked defense in the NWSL this season. We saw that at times in flashes in the second half. But I think overall, though, every phase can still be worked on for the upcoming days. You got about a 6-day break until you have Boston coming to town. And for Portland, they have a quick turnaround before they fly back home. And it doesn't necessarily get easy for them either, as they got going to, they have to go to Western New York, and they got to take on the top-seeded Western New York Flash as well. So, you know, it was a tough matchup for Portland tonight against Chicago, but they got to turn right around and head to Western New York. So they have a long travel schedule coming up for this week before they take on Western New York as well on Friday. And the wrestlers have an extra day before they welcome Boston to town on Saturday. And that is the Olympic send-off game for Press, Nahar, and Johnston. And again, the next home game, as we mentioned, Saturday, June 18th at 7 o'clock. And we'll have the 6:45 pregame show for you here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com on Saturday night. And that game presented by the Illinois Bone and Joint Institute, as the Red Stars will also be celebrating their U.S. stars. It'll be the last home match before they head off to training camp to prepare for the Rio Summer Games. And the first 500 people that come into Toyota Park will receive a special athlete pack courtesy of IBJI.
Yes, we'll be playing the 1-6 Boston Breakers, so let's just hope it'll be a power outage.
Ah, well done. Well done there, Ramsey. I like the metaphor that you used there. Well done. But Ramsey, I want to thank you for being the new face up here in the booth tonight. Really appreciate it, and hope to have you around more often as well. So we'll wrap it up here.
I hope to be here. I've been playing soccer for a decade with women, and I've been thinking about this, talking to my family. I've been tweeting, and I've been looking forward to doing this play-by-play, and you gave me the chance. I didn't even have to ask. So,
yeah,
again, thank you so much, everybody that's listening, everybody that gave me this opportunity. It's not taken for granted. So thank you, Ryan, for this
amazing
opportunity.
I don't need to thank me of any kind. I'm just a little peg over here in the corner, so don't worry about me. But always an open invite for you here in the booth as well. So that'll do it for us here at Toyota Park. Final score, Chicago Red Stars 1. And the Portland Thorns FC won. So that'll do it for us, and we'll see you on the 18th, 6:45 pregame against Boston here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.